Nick Higgs, Chairman Bristol Rovers.
Current emotional state?
Exhausted.
It looked at the start that you would lose this vote because councillor after councillor spoke against.
Yes, I must admit, until we were a long way through the process of the councillor speaking, I was a bit concerned. I think it showed what a balanced hearing it was today, that both sides had very good arguments, and I take my hat off to the opposers because they put together good arguments. But I think at the end of the day, the bigger picture showed it, that was the right way forward.
What does it mean for your club?
It's probably the biggest day in the club's history, you know, arguably. It gives us an opportunity now, the ball's in our court, to springboard this club forward and emulate the likes of Swansea, Reading or Brighton, you know, and suddenly have a new stadium which attracts lots of people, lots of sponsorship and bigger clubs.
But of course you'll be fully aware of you're standing in the Football League at the moment, at the bottom of the bottom league, and attendance is 5,000, 6,000. Aren't going to look that good in a 21,000-seater stadium, are they?
Well, I think, again, if you go back and look at the new stadiums that have been built in the clubs, immediately the stadiums and the attendances for those clubs go up by 40, 50% and more in some cases. And all you need is a little bit of success going along the way, a little bit more sponsorship and everything that goes with it, and then all the fortunes of the club turn around. The majority of clubs who've built new stadiums have gone on to bigger and better things.
So for you now, the finances stack up. When does the building work start? When do you start playing in Frenchay? And what will that stadium be called officially?
Well, officially called the UE Stadium. That's an agreement we have with UE as part of us acquiring the land from them. Now, when will we start? We'll be starting in the summer, subject to all the legals being agreed. And then it will be an 18-month build process, so we will play in our first game for the 2015 season.
Do you think a political result like this can have an influence on the performance of your men on the field?
I think so. I should be probably going to the training ground tomorrow or Friday, and I'm sure there'll be a smile on some of the players' faces as well, because they'll see this. The club is moving forward. Everybody said it'll never happen, it'll never get done. Today we've showed that we've achieved, we're 99% there now. It's just now just making sure that all the legals are dealt with and everything can move on.
And I think you're hurrying off to see your supporters gathered at the Mem in a bar in the ground at the moment. You've given them cheap beer tonight. What are you going to say to them?
Well, I'll say the same as I said to you. This is the biggest day in the club's history, and from here is where the club starts. We move on from here.
It's been compared to a cup final. Is it the Johnson's Paint Trophy, or is it the FA Cup, or is it the European Champions League final?
Yeah, I think this is the Champions League final tonight, and we've got our foot in the right camp now.